Back on the podcast today with Oklahoma U.S. Senator James Langford, and we're happy that you had a little time to take to be with us today, sir. How are things going as officially the season of spring is with us, and that means a lot of stuff going on the Hill?
There is a lot of stuff going on the Hill. Good day to you as well. I have to tell you that whether it's immigration or what's going on in Ukraine or trying to deal with gas prices, energy prices, and inflation, there is a lot going on right now.
I know you had a campaign rally yesterday, I believe it was in Tulsa, and Senator Ted Cruz was there.
That's correct, yeah. Senator Cruz was in town and spent all day with me, both in the city and Tulsa, and it was good to be able to have him in town. We worked on several projects recently, even together, both dealing with immigration and with Second Amendment issues, actually. This whole new thing that the administration brought about ghost guns has been a really odd thing. Crime has risen around the entire country, many areas on violent crime, and so Biden's response to that was to start to put new restrictions, quote-unquote ghost guns, which most people have never even heard of. It's basically a gun that's put together by kits, by folks that like to be able to do kit purchases. But I remind people that you can't own a quote-unquote ghost gun if you're not legal to own a normal firearm as well. There's nothing more deadly about a ghost gun, or that this constant comment that's out there about the way that you get a ghost gun, you can go around other things and you'll be able to get it even if you're not legal, is absolutely not true. If you're not legal to own a firearm, you're not legal to own a ghost gun either. And so that's one that we've been working on pushing back. So it's good to be able to have him in town and to be able to travel around and talk about several of the issues.
Title 42 is an issue right now, and I'd like for you to kind of take us through that because I'm not sure a lot of people understand what that is.
Yeah, Title 42 is not just the southern border, and that's the misnomer. Some people think it's just that. Title 42 is the health care part of our federal law, where we deal with the issues, whether it be telemedicine issues, that emergency actions, the mask mandates being put on airplanes. There's all kinds of things that they've actually used, quote-unquote, Title 42 for because of the pandemic. President Trump also used Title 42 to say, if we're not going to allow people to fly in from China, we also can't allow people to just illegally cross our border as well and request additional asylum, especially when they're most likely not going to even qualify for it. So they're pushing people back over the border. President Biden kept half of that policy in place. He said, if you're a single adult male, then we're not going to allow you to be able to come in. But if you have a child that's traveling with you, then we're going to ignore the pandemic restrictions and we're going to allow you to come in. That has pushed in almost a million people into the country last year and just released them into the country. There's another million that were turned away at the border based on Title 42. Now President Biden is saying he doesn't want to lift Title 42 across the interior of the country and all the different policies. He wants to keep that in place, but he does want to lift Title 42 on our southern border and even make it more nonsensical. He's saying he's going to lift Title 42 and restrictions on the border, but if you're ICE and you're doing detention of individuals, then you can't lift your Title 42. You've got to still keep those restrictions in place. So, yes, I've been aggressively pushing back on this. This is just a way the Biden administration is trying to allow more people to come into the country illegally and keep the restrictions they like on the American people, like the mask mandates on planes, but lift it on the border. So we've been fighting aggressively on this. I've got a bill that I've actually worked with five other Democrat senators to be able to sponsor. That pushes back on this issue of just selectively lifting parts of Title 42. And we're going to continue to be able to make our case on this, to be able to say this is the Biden administration trying to allow more people to illegally cross the border rather than just enforcing the law.
And it is interesting that it is represented in some circles in other ways. As you said a moment ago, it has not just to do with that, but obviously other issues as well. And I saw where the airplane mandate for masks is being extended by, a couple more weeks, I guess, is what I saw.
That's correct. Yeah, it was supposed to lift on Monday. Actually, it should have lifted a very long time ago. They now keep extending it a couple more weeks at a time. In some ways, I feel like I'm at the airport and I'm getting a 15-minute delay flight that they seem to just every 15 minutes extend another 15 minutes. If anyone's ever been to the airport and experienced that feeling, it feels that way with a mask mandate at this point. They just keep extending it a little longer, a little longer, a little longer, but they have little to no intention to actually lift it. I would say great frustration for folks that are on airplanes or on buses or those big cities that have subways, everyone's really frustrated and upset about it because it's whether you're in a mask mandate, but you suddenly walk into that space and there's a mask mandate all of it just doesn't make any sense.
I know that you were talking about guns a little bit ago. The Pistol Brace Protection Act, you've introduced that piece of legislation that's proposed. And take us through that, because I know a lot of people here would be interested in knowing what that's about.
Yeah, it is another one of those restrictions that ACF has just invented. Again, they try to go back instead of dealing with the actual root causes of crime and going after people that are committing crime, especially in these big city areas where you've got liberal district attorneys that are just letting people off. Instead of addressing that, they're going after things like pistol braces. That is an accessory that you can put onto a rifle that basically helps stabilize onto your arm. There's nothing deadly about it. It's a stabilization piece to be able to help your aim. I'm sorry, not for protection, but for stabilizing. So now the ATF is releasing a new regulation trying to be able to ban pistol braces for individuals that use that for shooting sports. That's not some deadly weapon that's out there. Literally, it's just a strap that goes to your arm to be able to help you aim. So I've dropped a bill to be able to help push back against this, telling ATF, do your job, but do only your job. Don't try to invent new ways to be able to go take down some accessory that's on a rifle or on a pistol to try to help them with their aiming.
And are you getting any support on this? I know it's early.
I have actually. We just actually dropped this one. The NRA stepped up immediately and has strongly supported this bill. Because, again, it's just nonsensical. If anyone's ever seen a pistol brace and know how it's actually used, it's nonsensical for ATF to be able to step up and say that they're going to fight against it. So, yes, we're getting good support on this already, both from the NRA and from some other offices, but we just released that out this week.
On energy prices, I know that in some places gas that bounced down is bouncing back up again. It is here in Stillwater after the barrels of oil were released from the strategic reserve. Did that really make an impact? Was that much of a difference in your opinion?
So here's the interesting thing on it. The oil from the strategic petroleum reserve that President Biden actually announced that he's going to do has not actually occurred yet.
Okay.
He's announced that he's going to do it, but it doesn't actually start until May, and it runs from May until October. So what happened with it is he announced that very strategically, actually, for him, for politically, and said, I'm going to make this big announcement. They quickly rolled it out. But what was actually happening at the same time was Shanghai, China was in lockdown. And they've got millions and millions of people that are in lockdown in China due to their COVID restrictions. And so that drove down the demand for oil in China, which drove down the demand for oil worldwide, which lowered the prices here in the United States based on supply and demand about 10 cents or so. So it made it look like the release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is actually what caused the prices to go down. It's not. It's actually demand in China that caused the prices to be able to go down. And now Shanghai is opening back up again, and so you'll see the prices lift a little bit. The biggest issue that I have with the Biden administration is they keep trying to play some kind of game to be able to lower the price a little bit rather than actually increasing supply. The surefire way to be able to actually bring the price down is allow more people to be able to drill, and so we can increase the supply of oil and gas in the country. That brings the price down every time. But he's trying to do everything he can. 2 weeks ago, he's going to do some trick release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and that was going to bring the price down. This week, he's going to do a new ethanol release that they're going to encourage more use of more ethanol for E15, which E15 is only sold in certain areas of the country and is not going to bring the prices down. And frankly, when you burn more corn, which is what ethanol is made from, when you burn more corn and move it to fuel, then that means you take it away from food and you also take it away from feed for your livestock. So it causes the price of beef to go up and the price of chicken to go up. Price of pork to go up because you're taking away that grain supply of it and increases the price. So he's literally trying to lower the price of gas in certain areas and make a big announcement, but it's going to raise the price of meat all over the country as well at the same time. So I wish he would quit trying to just play games politically and actually work to solve the problem structurally.
Very good. We're out of time, and if folks need to contact you, they can do that through your office. The website is a very important key part of that as well.
It is, actually. You can go to langford.senate.gov, langford.senate.gov. That's the best way to be able to get a hold of us. Got our phone number, got our email address, got our ringer mail address, or they can go to @SenatorLangford on any social media platforms and get a chance to be able to keep up with us there.
Very good. And we'll talk to you again, Senator Langford. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.